children at risk of the parasitic disease bilharzia, or schistosomiasis, transmitted by water snails, should be treated even if they're under 5 years of age. That's according to research findings from Uganda, reported at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual meeting in Philadelphia. Professor Russell Stothard gave me the details.
Since 2002, there's been a control program for bilharzia in Uganda, and they've been delivering treatment to school-aged children. Probably since then, since 2003, there's probably been about 20 million children treated, but what they've ignored, what they hadn't realised, is that infection can take place in children younger than school age, and therefore these children, they're not specifically targeted in the control program, so treatment is presently withheld until it was shown that these children had disease.
So what have you done in the study you're now reporting here in Philadelphia?
We've done various surveys along the lake shore to prove or to find certain villages where we know there is schistosomiasis in these preschool children. These children are aged between 6 months and 5 years of age. But what we've done over the past 3 years is follow these children year on year to see how they're infected, but also how we treat them to see what the treatment effect is. Does the treatment get rid of their disease, and also does it kind of stop them from progressing into other aspects of overt schistosomiasis?
Can you give me some idea then of what's happening here then? How do the children get infected?
Well, it's interesting. Infection always takes place in water. Now, a child can either be in the water, such as playing or bathing, or that water is translocated or transported by the mother, for example, in a jerry can, and is used for washing, daily washing or household use, behind, you know, closed doors, and the child is getting bathed in that water. So it's an interesting point that the child might not be infected on the shoreline, but the water is moved from the shoreline to the house, and therefore the child, when it gets bathed, is infected because the larvae are carried in the water and they survive for anything up to 24 hours.
And what then has been happening in terms of the pattern of infection in very young children?
It's really dependent on how the mother uses the water, and that's an interesting aspect because the mother's probably learnt how to collect water and use the water by being shown by her mother. So sometimes these cultural practices are very ingrained. So basically, if the lady wants to look after her child, clean the clothes, you know, wash the child on a daily basis, then basically the water that is most accessible is the water from the shoreline. And as a consequence, they don't really understand that the disease poses a risk to them. I think they know as adults they'll catch it, but they don't really understand that the children are also at risk because for them it hasn't really been clearly explained, you know, the intricacy of the life cycle. You can say the water's dangerous, but of course, you know, if they've got no alternative, they've got to use it. So that's the sad reality of these locations. So the children get infected. They aren't provided treatment until it's shown that they are infected. So that's, our studies have been pioneering in showing that there is a sizable burden of disease in these young children.
So you become aware then of the burden of disease. What then do you conclude needs to be done about it?
Well, there's been various meetings we've had with WHO to revise their guidelines. So we're very proud to report that in the plan, the 2012-2020 WHO plan for schistosomiasis, there is a small paragraph now to say we should be looking for the disease in young children. And if you do find it, you have got permission, or you can devise strategies to treat these children with praziquantel in a case-by-case setting, or if the area is so highly endemic, you could actually go and do a control program utilising the drug given out to these children. The reason why I say that is the drug is formally licensed for children over the age of four. So you find that in a lot of paediatric medicines, it's not entirely clear where the licensing stops. So if a child is infected at 2 years of age, you have to have off-label use of the drug to treat that child. But most people would agree if a child's infected, it has to be given treatment. To withhold it is not really an ethical thing to do.
So could you sum up then, what are your recommendations coming out of this?
Well, the recommendations are where you prove there is a problem of the disease, then you really have to then decide how you want to treat these children, to what level. Do you want to dose them every year? Do you want to dose them every other year? But also you should investigate more precisely the disease state of these children. There's been studies, for example, in Mali, which have clearly shown that the disease is much more aggressive. There are more signatures of organ damage, which people have been completely astonished by. So really, the ground is now set, you know, to roll out the treatment to these younger children and hopefully reap some health benefit for their predicament that they find themselves within.
And could you paint me some sort of picture of how difficult this disease is in Africa and elsewhere?
Well, the burden of disease is massive in Africa because the water sanitation and hygiene is poor. So if you go to an environment where there's no safe water and there are susceptible snails in that water, then it's almost a certainty there is schistosomiasis. So when people use that water on a daily basis, it's an inevitability they're going to be infected. And the sad thing is, if a child's infected at a very early age, the prognosis of that child developing up to, adolescence or adulthood without severe disease, it's infection at a very early age really determines they probably have very severe disease, even life-threatening disease, in their late adolescence, early adulthood.
So if I could get you to give then just what is the take-home message from all of this?
Take-home message is better disease surveillance, and once you find that there is disease in these children, they should be given treatment, and hopefully that should be incorporated into the national policy of that country. And WHO guidelines are now endorsing this off-label use of praziquantel.
Professor Russell Stollard of the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, whose work with the Ugandan Health Ministry was conducted jointly with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.